Talk Radio.
It's been a while. It's been like a whole day since I thought you could hold me. This child away, strong in the face. Lord, you are the refuge that I can't wait to get to, cause I can't let it say go. Can't let it say go by without thanking you for the joy that you bring to my life. And something about the way you touch my face. It's a love so true, I can never get enough of you. This feeling can't be wrong. I'm about to get my worship on, take me away. It's a beautiful day. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a beautiful day. Yeah, yeah, yeah. When trouble seems to rain on my dreams, it's not a big deal. Let it wash all the bugs off my windshield. Cause you're showing me that in you I'm free. And you're still the refuge that I've just got to get to. So I won't let it say go. Won't let it say goodbye. So put the drop top down, turn it up, I'm ready to fly. And
I'm just putting it in.
I'm just talking through it. Knowing that you're waiting. You were. I'm just standing in it. I'm just praying through it.
To the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, the Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God. Hope y'all enjoy those two selections. We're getting ready for Thankful Thursday. Hallelujah. Thankful, man. Thankful for His Word. Hallelujah. Some people may want to know why I emphasize that. Well, it's because the Word of God is the seed that Jesus used. And I'll show you that in the Word of God. Everything, He used the Word of God for everything. And I think if we're going to be Christ-like Christians, as it would be, we are to use the Word of God for everything. That's what we live in. That's our perspective, for a better way of saying. That's our perspective. We're not budging off that. We use the Word of God because that's what we're about. So, with that being said, we're going to ask, let's ask Pastor Bell to share, give us a word of prayer, and we'll get going. And all others that want to participate, it's critical that you press 1 so we can let you in. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. And thank you, Pastor, for those selections. And the Word of God I like to share is coming from 1 Peter 5 and verse 7. Casting all your cares upon Him, for He careth for you. Amen, amen. Heavenly Father, we come before You in the name of Jesus, thanking You for this day. We're thankful for our pastor, Father God, as he continues to teach us the Word. We ask that You will bless him. Continue to crown his head with wisdom and knowledge and understanding from on high, and let him be led by the Holy Spirit. And we bind up anything and everything to try to come up against the Word as he brings that Word. It may come up against him. So, Father God, we just clean the blood of Jesus over his life, Father God. And Lord, we're thankful for those that have called in this afternoon. We praying for them as well. Plead the blood of Jesus over their lives, and praying for those that are listening by internet, pleading the blood of Jesus over their lives also, Father God, and over minds as well. And Father God, we just give You praise today. We're thanking You for Your Word, and Your Word encourages us. Your Word strengthens us. Your Word will guide us into all truth, Father God. So help us to open up our hearts to receive the Word as Pastor teaches. Bless all those who've asked us to keep them in prayer. Be with each and every one, Father God, that believe today, Father God. Give them a peace of mind. Be with those that are going through, standing at the crossroads of life. Guide and direct them to make the right decision. Most of all, that they will trust You, Father God, and lean and depend on You and learn the Word of God and meditate on that Word. And then, Lord, be with those that are sick and shut in. For we know You are a healer, Father God, because we have witnesses on this broadcast today that is able to testify that by their stripes, by Your stripes, they are healed. And Father God, we just want to say thank You. We're thanking You for all things today, God. We can't thank You enough for all of Your many blessings that You have given unto us, Lord. and help us to be led by the Holy Spirit, Father God, and bind up anything that may come our way that is not of God. So lead us through the Word of God, guide us, and help us to receive the Word as Pastor teaches. We ask it all in Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen, hallelujah. Thank you so much, Pastor, for that heartfelt prayer. So today is Thankful Thursday. Hallelujah. Press 1. Yeah. Care to participate? Press 1. It's important that everyone going to participate, press 1, and make sure your number is being seen. Because if your number is not being seen, there you go again, we will not call on you. Because we don't want a whole lot of riffraff. We want you to be transparent and be honest. Hallelujah. Okay, so the broadcast is open to anyone would like to thank God for the scripture or thank him for wherever. And I see we got Evangelist Renee here. We're going to ask her, Evangelist Renee.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon.
I want to speak on Psalms. I love the book of Psalms. To me, the scriptures, it's like you're talking to God. I will lift up my eyes into the hills from whence does come my help. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Mm-hmm. I mean, I just love it because it's so personal. You read it and it's like you're talking to God. Mm-hmm. You tell him what you're going to do. I will serve you, Lord. And I haven't went all the way through the book of Psalms, but those two scriptures really, really stand out for me. And by his stripes I am healed. All those scriptures, they really stand out. Because I've been there. I've seen it with my eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody could tell me that I didn't see my foot and it didn't have no skin on it.
Come on now.
Amen.
And then the skin just, you know, things like that, that's God. That's God to put this foot, this heel back together. Now, on the top of my foot, there's a lot of scarring. But on my heel, you would never know it was open.
Amen.
I just thank God for all his many, many blessings. He is good all the time. Even when it ain't good, he's still good because he's going to work it out. For your good.
He will.
I just thank him. I thank him for Pastor Bell, Pastor Beasley, all the evangelists and the other pastors. I mean, God is good, and I'm getting this word. I'm enjoying this word. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Awesome.
Yes,
awesome. Well, you know that's a powerful statement right there, Evangelist Renee. As quiet as it can, think about Psalms, and I think about the I will and it becomes personal, you do recognize that there's over 2,620 times. 2,620 times that phrase is used in the book of Psalms alone. So you're not alone. I will declare the decree, the Lord said unto me, thou art my son. This I will begotten thee. It's things of that nature that just blesses me. When I think about the word of God and I will lay down, I will. When I think about the 23rd division of Psalms, The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. When I think about the 23rd division of Psalms, there's 17 personal pronouns. I will walk through the valleys and shadows of death. I will fear no evil. I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I mean, when you think about that, when you use the word I, that is awesome. I just thank God for that awesome testimony. Thankful Thursday. Yeah. Who's next? Hallelujah.
Amen, amen. Praise God. Well, I'd like to share the scripture I had read from 1 Peter, amen, 5 and verse 7. Praise God. And I do agree with Pastor and also Evangelist Renee. That is powerful. When you get in the book of Psalms, it's just powerful. It seems like it speaks right to your heart. Amen. So does all of the Word of God, though. So I can't be just partial, because once we open up our hearts and get alone and meditate on God's Word, He speaks to us through His Word. So Peter, 1 Peter 5 and verse 7, I'll read it again from the King James before I go to the other translation, says, casting all your cares upon Him, for He careth for you. Amen. And from the Message Bible, I'm going to read verses 6 and 7. It says, so be content with who you are and don't put on airs. God's strong hand is on you. He'll promote you time. Live carefree before God. He is most careful with you. And piggybacking on what Evangelist Renee was saying, yes, I can see this, the word come alive, because of the faith that she has and we have in God's word. We can cast all our cares on Him because He careth for us. So when we're feeling down or we're going through or, you know, whatever, God, and stand on that word. And I, too, am a witness to what Evangelist Renee was saying, because we saw it. So is Pastor. And that foot is healed. And it's because of her faith. We have to have faith, as Pastor says, all the time. How are you going to believe in something if you don't put faith in it? So we have faith in God's word. We trust in Him at His word. So we can cast any cares that we may have upon Him. So reading that also from the New Living Translation, it says, give all your worries and cares to God. And why? For He cares about you. So we are the apple of God's eye. And He cares enough for us to have the Bible and the words that He speaks, and He has worked them through the prophets, Peter and Paul and the rest of them, that we can stand on God's word, whatever we may be going through. So I thank God once again on this Thankful Thursday for His word, because His word has gotten me through some difficult times in my life. And just like He did it for me, He'll do it for you. He's no respecter of person. And I thank God for the healing that has gone forth, not only with Evangelist Renee, but also with our pastor and myself. Amen. Like the word said, by His stripes we are healed. yesterday Pastor was saying that he didn't need anyone to speak over his life because of God's word. When we get in God's word, set aside that time, be alone with God and talk to God, he's right there. He said in his word, he'll never leave us nor forsake us. So I'm so thankful. Not only today, but every day, I'm thankful. This word. I was looking the other day at so many notes that I have from when he first started up until now. I got these tablets just full of God's word and references to the word of God. They help me every day to make it through. Amen. And he'll do the same for you. So thankful.
Amen. 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 Now, we're truly thankful for his word, because that's where we have to draw our strength from, brothers and sisters, is from the word of God. I know yesterday when we were talking about, I believe that was one of the second things that we were talking about, confessing, was found over in 1 Peter 5 and 7, and casting all your anxiety, doesn't matter what it is, you cast it on him. You cast it on him. Yes. We confess that we have no longer have cares. And that's the part I got out of that. When I think about, I don't care. I don't care. So it's important that you maintain a proper perspective. I don't care. So when you get attacked, you didn't put God's word forth, and you get attacked, your attitude has to be, care what you say, devil, by his stripes, I'm healed. I'm standing on that. That's my perspective. By his stripes, I'm healed. And like I told you guys the other day, don't allow family members, friends, husband, wife, to get in between that, because they want to take, Satan will use anybody to uproot that word out of you. That word is that seed. That's the very thing Jesus used when he was here. He used the word of God to heal. He didn't use anything else. He used the word. And somebody might say, well, yeah, but that was the Son of God. And you're the sons of God, too. You may be his daughter. But understand, God. That's what God wants us to do. I told you all the other day, there are two kinds of confession, and you don't want to stop ever confessing what the word of God say about you. We're going to give a few more, and then see if anybody else, this is Thankful Thursday, see anybody else like to have anything you're thankful for, word or whatever, and then I'm going to give you all my list. I have a list of things that I never, and I'm going to say this too, my never again list. That's what I'm going to call it. My never again list.
All right.
I'm going to wait on it, but I think I'm going to go ahead and share that with you guys today. My never again list. But first, anybody else have anything else? And Evangelist Renee, that was beautiful what you said. Anyone else?
Amen.
Press one. Anyone else? Press one. Realize I only got about 6-7 minutes here, but we're talking about confession, maintaining a proper perspective. And I share with you guys, my perspective is the word of God, not what I feel, not what I think. My perspective is the same as Jesus. Jesus' perspective was, hey, I only do what my father say. I only hear what my father, and that's what the Jews didn't understand. What you saying, you know God and we don't? No, that's not what he's saying. He said, I came from the Father. Y'all don't know nothing about him like that. So the words I say are not mine. They are of the Father. Well, that's what we do.
Yeah.
Our perspective has to be what the word of God said, because Matthew 4:4 and Luke 4:4 says, we live by that word. That's our perspective. That's our view. I view is what the Word of God says. So somebody say, oh, well, what you think about this? I don't have no thoughts on it. Whatever the Word of God says is what I believe. Plain and simple.
All right.
But on my never again list, I never again will I confess I can't. I'm not going to say that anymore. I can't. Because Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthened me. See, Satan wants to get in there and stop the flow. I think I shared that with you guys. It might have been yesterday, how that works. But I'm going to go through that today. But you don't want to allow Satan to get in there and stop that flow. Because, see, once you've spoken that word, you can't go back and say, well, yeah, but, you know, I feel good, but no, because you just nullified everything you said before. You said, by his stripes, I'm healed. Remember we was talking about the two confessions. Here you're going to confess on one hand that you healed, and then on the other side, you're giving Satan the victory by how sick you are. No, we're not doing that anymore. That's over.
Amen.
Never again will I confess the lack. You know why? Because of Philippians 4:19. My God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And for those that may not know, that's really spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have no spiritual need. That's why I said, I don't need people speaking into my life. All I need is the word of God spoken. That's the seed that I need. Speak the word to me. I was over there at that place, and everybody want to speak to me. Everybody, no, speak the word of God. I pray to God when I die, anybody come to my funeral, just speak the word. You're going to be right down the graveside. If I've shared any word, share that word with somebody. That's all I ask. Never again will I confess fear. Stop confessing you fear anything.
Mm-hmm.
2 Timothy 1:7 says, God have not given me the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Listen, brothers and sisters, get a sound mind. Everybody don't get. I gave a revelated word yesterday. And God allowed somebody to bless me and tell me, you know, Pastor, I never looked at it that way. I think I'm dealing with Matthews, where it says the pure in heart. And like me, she thought, well, you couldn't have a pure heart because you didn't know how to get one. How you going to get a pure heart if you understand what pure is? Well, pure, think about it now, is uncontaminated. So how you going to have a pure heart? Because you're going to have the word of God in your spirit, in your heart. And that's what God's going to look at, is his word. And the only thing pure is his word. So if you're speaking the word, you're speaking pureness. That's pure. So that's why we got to get as much word in us as possible. So whatever comes out of our mouth is what the word of God says. That's pure. So we got to maintain that perspective. That's what you have to maintain, that perspective. That, hey, whatever come out of my lips, it's going to be what the word of God says. So never will I again confess I fear. Because that's not pure. That's not the word of God. Because God's going to say, wait a minute. Did you not read 2 Timothy 1:7? I've given you the power of love and of a sound mind. That's not sound. Never will again will I speak or confess doubt and the lack of faith. I'm not doing that anymore. This is my list, my never again list. Never again will I confess doubt and lack of faith. Because of Romans 12:3, God have given every man the measure of faith. Don't get me to talk about the measure. You got the measure, baby. You got it. All you can do is add to. You got the measure. The same thing in 1 inch and 2 inches. Same thing in 2 inches and 3 inches. You got the measure. Where it's 5 foot, you're going to have to use the same thing in that 1 inch to make 12, to make a foot, And if you need five of them, you take them that same foot, and you're going to have five. But it ain't going to change. You're going to have the same thing.
Amen.
16, 32, 30 seconds, 8, 8, 4 quarters, 2 halves. It's the same measurement. It will not change in that inch. That's what measure
Amen.
Is, a measuring cup. If all you got is a two cup measuring cup and it requires four, you just add two more. But the measure
mm-hmm.
don't change because you don't have a 8 cup measuring cup. You use the same measure.
Mm-hmm.
You got one cup, then you have
mm-hmm.
eight of them. Do that make sense? Makes sense to me.
Yes.
So if he's giving you the measure, give me everybody now a measure. Know what the Bible said, a measure of faith, it won't change. You want to do bigger and better things, you need more words. Because that's what faith is.
Mm-hmm.
Faith is your substance. Your substance
yes.
is the word of God. That's what you stand on. That's your measure.
Yes, hallelujah.
Christ
Thank
is the author
God.
Of that. He is the finisher of that. And never again will I confess weakness. For the Lord is the strength of my life.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Psalms, Evangelist Renee in the Psalms, that's what Psalms 27 and 1 says. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The people that knoweth their God shall be strong and do exploits. In the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
yeah.
hallelujah.
So never will again I have to confess my weakness when I can confess my strength.
Hallelujah.
You are not defeated, man. You don't have to ever confess you're defeated. I don't care what it looked like. Never again will I have to confess I'm defeated because of 2 Corinthians 2, and 14, God always calls me to be triumphant in Christ Jesus. You are a triumphant being. God ordered that, not man. Your mama didn't have anything to do with that. I know you love your daddy, your daddy girl. I get all of that. But, hey, God calls you. God calls you. I understood you
yeah.
had a great professor in college. I get all of that. But it's God that calls you to be triumphant. That's what I read. I read that in 2 Corinthians 2 and 14. And let me tell you something, too, because somebody may be sitting right now talking about, no, you don't lack wisdom. Well, I sure wish I, well, if I only had, no, never again will you have to confess you lack wisdom because of 1 Corinthians 1 and 30. Christ Jesus made unto me wisdom from God. You got all the wisdom you need right there in Christ.
Thank you.
That's
Lord.
A good reason
Thank
to
you,
stay in
Christ. Amen.
Never to confess your worry. You know, I get so frustrated. Man, let that mess go. You don't get mad. You don't get angry. You don't get frustrated. You don't care about that because of 1 Peter 5, 7. You cast all your cares upon Christ because he cares for you.
Amen.
You're carefree. Woo, you're carefree,
yeah.
man.
Yeah.
You don't care. That's what I was trying
Amen.
To get back to. You don't care. So you don't have to confess that. You're not in bondage.
Thank you, Lord.
Because where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty.
Amen. Amen.
And then recognize that your spirit... Your spirit is being activated daily. Daily.
Thank you, Lord.
I love it, man. I love the word of God. Jesus
yeah.
sowed the word of God. Remember he gave the parable about the sower? He sowed the seed. That's what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
You're sowing seed into the atmosphere. You got to maintain it. It started with your confession. When you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and you believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, That doesn't change. You have to maintain that. That's what got you into this new birth. Because you confessed it. You opened your mouth and you said what the word of God said. Because he said, if thou shalt confess, speak that thing with your mouth. And here's what you had to say, Jesus. Now, some people take that lightly. I don't. That's serious business, man.
Amen.
Once you start confessing Jesus as your Lord, then you got a new landlord now, man. You got a new landlord. I got a new landlord. I'm under new management. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. I'm under new management. I don't live by that old management.
Amen.
See, so I'm thankful. Move out. I don't like the management. Anybody ever rent an apartment or anything? You don't like the management? Move out. And if the owner see that the management bad, they get rid of the management, and they'll put a sign up and say, new management. You're under new management.
Mm-hmm.
We're under a new covenant. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. We throw that old junk out the way. This new covenant that we have law, we have redemption through his blood. Woo! Even the forgiveness of sin. So don't bring that sin mess to me. Don't bring it. I don't care if you don't understand. Don't bring it to me, because that's not my perspective. Well, Pastor, can you do? Hey, I ain't trying to hear all that. That's the Lord for forgiving. He forgive me. So you do you, and let me do me. My perspective is God have given me redemption. He ain't going to change that because you don't understand it. You want to wallow in your sins. You want to wallow in your mindset. That's not my perspective. My perspective, if God gave me Christ for my sin, I'm not going to argue with him. I'm not going to debate that with him. And I'm not going to get into, well, but you got to do this, you got to do that. No, only thing I got to do is continue to confess what the word of God says over my life. So then faith cometh by hearing. And hearing by the word of God. Do not allow the enemy to bring that garbage to you. I got tricked, man. I'm telling you, I got tricked. I want to save somebody else. Do not allow the enemy to do that to you. Because what happened with me was my children were here to take care of me, and I'm confessing, by his stripes, I'm here. By his stripes, I'm here. And then one of them would come and say, well, Dad, how you feeling? I said, by his Christ, but come on, Dad, how you feeling? Well, okay, I'm hurting right over here. And then my stomach, I got, and then that just nullified everything I just said. I just allowed the enemy to take back over because I don't have victory anymore. I just gave it back to him because of the words that came out of my mouth. So I'm trying to tell you, whatever, once you stick to your guns, how about that one? Stick to your guns. You done said it. Hey, you believe in, you standing on it. Don't be trying to appease anybody. See, that's why I tell you got to get that I don't care attitude. That's what Peter said. Peter said, man, I don't care. I ain't anxious for nothing. I could hell less care. See, you got to read 1 Peter 5:7. I just got through casting all my cares. Everything I thought I cared for, I just gave it to the Lord.
Yes. Amen.
I got rid of it. I cast it. Mm-hmm. I throwed it away. I don't care about that. I don't care. I cast it on him because he cares for me. That has to
That's
be your
right.
confession.
Amen.
No longer I have to care. I don't have to care about what you say, what somebody, I don't care about that. I care about what the word of God say. That what Jesus did. Man, you got to see Jesus' attitude. Woo, he was something else, man. Jesus wasn't no joke. He didn't care what the Pharisees did. He didn't play.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
That's what Jesus said. My joy is in the Lord.
Yeah.
I'm not without joy. My joy is in the Lord. My joy is filled, according to John 15:11. But I'll give y'all my list. The rest of my list. But you got to get rid of that thing that you may not even think is negative. When you allow the enemy to have that place, whoo, I can't explain it, man. You just lost everything you sowed. You just got through sowing all that seed. By his stripes you hear, you just gave out about 10 different scriptures. Then you turn around and you answered the enemy. And I know it can be habit forming. It could be something they're still trying to come over from their old life. We just got to get rid of it. Got to get that revelation. The greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world.
Mm-hmm.
That's why
amen,
you have to.
Amen.
That's why you have to be fearless and just confess that, hey, you're part of the new creation. Anyone else? Press before we dismiss. We ran over a little bit, but hallelujah. Anyone else? Anything? Hallelujah. Okay. If not, hey, we'll see y'all.